You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are back at Gillette Senior Bean Back, the Flex King here for one day. And then what's the deal tomorrow? You're off again?
Yeah,
again?
I'm off tomorrow. Tonight's breezy. Tonight's going to be a long one.
Well, so you're going to
performing.
I thought you didn't let your night job interfere with your day job.
I don't.
He's never said that.
Yeah, I don't let it interfere.
So you're going to a Chris Brown concert.
That's it.
And then you can't work tomorrow morning?
Well, and Ken said I got to take my flex days.
Oh, he said you have to use them.
So he said I got to use them before football season starts.
It's going to be a nice day tomorrow.
I've been accused of being soft. I guess I'm being soft in your case.
Yeah.
I should hold you accountable.
When in Rome, do as the Romans do.
Yeah, I guess so. Curtis, with regard to your lead this morning, got a text message during the break on the Subaru of New England text line, and I don't think they fully comprehended the point of your lead this morning. Texter wanted to know why you are outraged with criticism of Shador Sanders, which I don't think you're outraged. I think you were just pointing out
The hypocrisy of both sides.
Of both sides being hypocritical when it comes to Shador.
Right, because you have the people that don't think he's a good player, think he's overrated, think that he has earned the position he has as a fifth-round pick with the Browns, who's barely making the team. And those people constantly post about him. So if he's really not a good quarterback and he's really the one of the worst players on a bad team in the Browns, he'll be out of the league, so you don't need to dunk on anything. And then on the other side, you have the media that is desirous of Shador Sanders to prove the other media people wrong with his performance, and they gloss over horrific plays. And the reality is that there definitely, from my perspective, was an NFL unspoken or spoken memo that said, do your best to stay away from this guy because he is not a fifth-round pick. You cannot tell me that for one second. And
Why would the owners do that, though?
Why would the owners shut out John Gruden? Why would they? He's having a lawsuit that's progressing against the NFL. Why would they do what they did to Brian Flores? I don't know. The NFL owners are not great people. I mean, this owner, you know, I'm not talking about him specifically at all. I'm just saying, as a collective, they bend over backwards to screw over players. It's like a game for them.
Well, it just doesn't add up because it's Shador, like somebody in college that had a big ego and talked to. Yeah, but those guys are everywhere in college, and we see those guys get drafted. We never see guys.
What round was Tyreek Hill taken? Wasn't it like the fifth round? Okay, and he punched a pregnant woman in college.
Right, so it's like we've seen guys have issues before.
I think people's main point whenever you bring that up is like, and I did it this morning, when it comes to Shador, and of course he's an 18, 19, 20-year-old, he's going to have a big head. People will say, well, what about Arch Manning? He's somebody who should have the biggest ego of all time and seems to be very humble. Yes, different personalities.
Yeah,
like you can't change who somebody is and compare them to somebody else because they may have similar backgrounds.
But if you don't want that personality on your team and in your locker room, then that you're perfectly entitled to do that. It's not collusion.
Well, of course, that by definition is not collusion.
Right.
But like, if you look at guys like Tim Tebow, a guy that was a Flyer that was similar in how it was reacted to. It was polarizing, the praying and all that. There were many people that thought Tebow got way too much run for his talent.
Right.
He was a first-round pick.
Yes.
You bring up Johnny Manziel, a guy that we know had several off-field issues while at Texas A&M, was a first-round pick by the very same Browns that took Shedeur Sanders in the
Baker Mayfield, number one overall pick by the Browns.
Did anybody enter the draft saying Dylan Gabriel is a better prospect than Shedeur Sanders?
No.
So explain to me how that happened. I'm just wondering. I mean, it's not like they were close, or Dylan Gabriel going two rounds ahead of Shedeur Sanders to the same team is mind-boggling.
And that's the thing that I'm talking about. The performance of him in Cleveland, you know, it's preseason. All rookies are up and down. They're all over the place. We got Drake May here, who's inconsistent, and we're talking about his up and downs throughout the preseason. So that happens, right? I look at, there's no way a guy who was rated higher than Jackson Dart, rated higher than the Tyler, I don't even know how to say the
Shuck,
who went to New Orleans in the second round, I believe, was rated higher than all these guys before the season and after the season, goes from a projected first-round pick to a fifth-round pick. Like, I've never seen that happen.
Hasn't he shown you why? When it comes to preseason and training camp,
he's had a better preseason than Drake May.
But the coaches don't think that.
No, but they
don't seem to believe that.
No, I'm just saying. But based off of the statistics, he's had his first preseason game. He was really good in. He went 12 or 13. He had two touchdowns. His last preseason game, because he didn't play in the second one. His last one, he struggled. He went 3 or 6, and four of the offensive linemen that he was playing with all got cut.
And I would just say that both sides think they're right already, and we don't know. Right. That's kind of my point. I don't know if he's going to be on an NFL roster in 2 years. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I also don't know if he's going to be a good starting quarterback in the NFL. All I know is that in 2025, we give Shyam a hard time about his mock draft. There is very, very little wiggle room. Like, these guys are scouted and everything about their lives is understood and discussed and brought into the open. For a guy as high profile as Shedeur Sanders to go from a first round pick to a fifth round pick is not just people agreeing on how they scouted him.
Right.
It's impossible. You always give Wiggy and Fourier a hard time, because if Breece Hill's last name was Fourier or Wiggy, he'd still be playing in D1.
Right.
So, why not apply that to Shedeur Sanders? I mean, he's got a pretty damn good bloodline.
And it's never happened.
Well, Shiloh got released, I think, for punching the Bills tight end.
Well, that's rage.
Yeah, like, you kind of knew.
He likes Rampage Jackson.
Yeah, you know, he was a wild card anyways.
Rampage Jackson was Jackson when he found out he's not producing tomorrow.
but it's never happened in NFL history where a guy like Shedeur slid from being a projected first-round pick, even a top 10 pick, to a fifth round with no off-the-field issues.
No breaking news, no new information.
Nothing at all. Just so what? He flashed, you know, he was a trash talker. He bragged about himself.
Had a big, lot of groupies.
Ego, whatever. He wasn't even a groupie person.
No, I know.
Created a brand for himself.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. Caleb Williams said, I want a piece of the team.
Right.
Well, I understand that.
And went number one overall.
That was bothersome as well.
But not enough to have him slip a single point.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Greg, but you can't give me any reasoning on how a guy goes from a first round pick to a fifth round pick with no off the field issues.
Yeah, I mean, you said he was great in college.
He was.
Yeah, but I mean, schedule wise, not.
Yeah, but that doesn't. He was projected after that. So that doesn't change. Nothing changed between the time that he was projected and the time in which he went. Like, no new games were played. Like, that's the crazy part.
Right. So that means there's something going on.
There was an extenuating circumstance going on when he was meeting with his teams, and his father was fighting for his life against bladder cancer.
Right. And like, I get if I'm with Curtis. I don't know if he's going to be good. I don't know if he's going to be bad. I have no clue. All I'm saying is that
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At when it first came, and now granted, he got his opportunity with Cleveland, but off the air I said this, Shador, when it comes to media coverage, it's the Caitlin Clark effect, where you look at the way the media perceives or covers them, it's like people are in an absolute uproar. Like, you know, oh, well, he's going to get cut because he had a bad third preseason right. game.
He ran backwards and
yeah,
threw the ball
it's
away.
Like, well, every rookie struggled, you know, throughout yeah. the preseason.
This is Eric from Chicopee. Eric, what's going on?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
So, when I watched Shador play in college, I thought he was really, really good. He didn't have an offensive line, but he could move in the pocket and do things that would get the defender away from him and get the pass off. Maybe not a scrambler and runner, but that maneuverability in the pocket. And to speak to like why he didn't get drafted, I'm also baffled. Like a team like the Las Vegas Raiders and Tom Brady, who supposedly had a relationship with Shador, why would they not have drafted Shador when they're desperately looking for that franchise quarterback for almost 20 years now? And instead they're going to go with a veteran who was basically a backup for the most part of his career until he was in Seattle. I really don't understand it either. There's something definitely was up there, and it doesn't seem right or fit.
Well, that's because Tom Brady was clearly in on the collusion, right?
I mean, I think they think Geno Smith's a better player. I don't think that's a – he's not a career backup anymore.
No, Geno I think Smith Geno – I could see Geno and them saying, we're not going to waste the first-round pick on Shador. Like, they have the number four overall pick.
But they could have used a second or third-round pick on him. Geno would be a great quarterback for Shador Sanders to learn behind. They're very similar.
Because they ended up drafting Ashton Jeanty at number six, was it? The Vegas?
Correct, yep.
Right, so they had the sixth pick. You're probably like, all right, we like Geno. We're not going to waste it on Shador. But a second-round pick on Shador when he's still there, all right, you have a relationship with him, Tom, and maybe he comes in as a backup. Geno, I think he signed like a 3-year deal. It just something doesn't, like Courtney always says, something's up in the water, something's up in the NFL where it just doesn't, there's something fishy about why he didn't get drafted higher. And so
it
now,
really shouldn't have a big fishy smell.
That's true. Right.
So yeah, so now when we're,
to live by.
when we're evaluating him, it's all jacked up because we're evaluating a guy that would normally be a first-round talent that we would give like, oh, he's still young, don't worry about it, but we're trying to evaluate him as a fifth-round pick.
Well, maybe they didn't want to deal with the old man.
But I don't think they had to deal. What are you going to deal with Deion with?
Oh, come on.
I mean, what do you got? What is the NFL going to really do?
Showing up there and telling you what
you're doing. The NFL's different. You can't do that.
Yeah, it's not like high school, like Deion's in this crowd yelling and going down to the field.
It probably would be. All right. We are at Gillette Stadium on a Monday, and we're going to play the best Hill Notes back coming up in about a half an hour. So leave one now on the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.